This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 11th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 16a. It says there, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." End of quote. We make many people's words and messages enter into our lives on a daily basis. We often quote from well-known celebrities and others. However, did you allow the words of Christ to enter into your life? The words of Christ is the first and essential thing you need. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Think about these words a little bit more. First of all, you see, the word of Christ would not force into your life. You ought to let it happen. It is a personal decision. You as an individual must make it happen. You let the words of Christ enter in you. Let it happen. How do you make it happen? You make it happen by reading the Bible, studying it systematically. For this purpose, you may need to attend a Bible study group. You may need to listen from someone who learned the words of Christ. Or you may have to go to a college or seminary, or you study yourself in your time of solitude, concentrating on it by moving you away from all other distractions and by praying to God to reveal His truth to you. Either way, you take the first step. You let the word of Christ come inside you. Open the doors and accept the words of Christ into your life. Secondly, it is the words of Christ. Christ is God's chosen one, God's anointed, or His Messiah. You see, you are letting the word of God's chosen one, anointed one, Messiah in you. You are not letting in some philosophers or religious gurus or human celebrities' expressions. God's chosen one means the one whom He chose from the eternity past, even before He created the whole world. Jesus is the Christ. He is God's promised Messiah. He is the fulfillment of all that God promised in the sacred scriptures. From Genesis 3:15 to Malachi chapter 3, the scarlet thread of redemption of the promised Christ or Messiah can be traced, all of which were fulfilled in the person and work of Jesus Christ. You see, God is triune, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Christ is the second person in the triune Godhead, the Father being the first person and the Holy Spirit is the third person. God planned it in the eternity past. Christ implemented it in time, and the Holy Spirit bids and convicts the words and messages of Christ in time. Thirdly, you let the word of Christ dwell in you. After you read and studied, let it or allow it to dwell within you. You see, you can memorize it, reflect it, think about it, and talk about it. Not just read and listen and study, but let the word of Christ dwell within you. It means to make the words of Christ find a permanent home inside you. You let it live. Those words inside you. Fourthly, did you notice the word richly? Richness is opposite to poverty. Not let the word of Christ poorly, sparingly, or a little bit, or just for its sake, come inside you. Let it dwell in you richly, in all its lavishness, superabundance, filling you and overflowing from you. Where do you find the words of Christ? You can find the words and messages of Christ mainly in all of the four gospel books in the New Testament section of the Bible. These four gospel books are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Take time to read, memorize, and reflect on the words of Christ. In many Bibles, they are highlighted in red color. The more you know Jesus Christ, and the more you know His words, the more intimately you know God the Father and His eternal plans and purposes. Philip had a desire to see God the Father. Therefore, he asked Jesus this question, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." You see, Jesus replied, and it is recorded in John 14:9-10, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." End of quote. He also said, "I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. It is the Father living in me who is doing His work." You see, the whole Bible is God's word. every word in the Bible is God-breathed. However, the words of Christ in the Gospels need special attention. You see, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. These are in the Old Testament section of the Bible. However, in these last days, God has spoken to us in and through His Son. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. Hebrews 1:1-3. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I want to let the word of Christ dwell in me richly. I know Jesus is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, and He sustains everything by His powerful word. And I know Jesus came down to this earth, died in my place for my sins. I believe in Jesus as my Savior. I accept Him as my Lord. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.